Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, it feels. Maybe lately this has turned into, we're Joe and Sam going to trash next. What sort of dirt are they going to throw out there on the show? Maybe we'll get to that coming up. Joe O, Sammy P. Friday feels heading into the weekend. How are we feeling about betting, about sports, about everything going on in life and in the world, whatever. Whatever comes to mind, we end up talking about. Sometimes we don't know where the conversation is going to lead. Sam, how are you feeling heading into this weekend?
I'm feeling good about a bet I made last night, the Texas Longhorns to make the college football playoff. And there's time to talk about that bet in the next 2 hours and change. But I'm feeling the love from our listeners. I looked this morning at some more reviews, and I wanted to just read one of them. I do think it's nice that we read these during lightning bets, though, because it does help and it does mean a lot. But this is from Ball Coach Z a couple days ago. And everybody knows what's going on here, so I'm not going to wax poetic about it. But he says this, "Say it ain't so. I love this show. Been telling all my buddies about it since the spring. The show is sort of like a sports center for those who like to throw money on games that they're watching. The charisma, the insight, the humor are awesome. And the show is part of my daily routine now. I was crushed to hear the news on the future. Guys, hopefully someone picks up the show. If not, I would love to see you guys take your ball and go on YouTube on your own for an hour a day or so. Hang in there, fellas. It's time for Waxing Gibbous Moon." Very, very nice way to sign off that review, which we appreciate. It's not going to help us. It's not going to save us, but it's nice for us to see those and read those and know that we were part of your day, your commute, your routine, whatever. That helps. It's going to help us get through the next however many weeks or so. And I will say, in the last 2 days, I have gotten more texts about Jake thinking the leaf blower was a vacuum. I went back last night and listened to that whole segment Wednesday's show. You'll find it. You can go through the podcast feed. It's on the Wednesday show. It's hour two. We're talking about lawns. And George has the video up where he's reading his bets and his ma opens the door. Ma! Close the door, Ma. I've heard more about that than anything we've ever done on this show.
Really? Anything?
It's up there.
It's up there.
It's in the team photo. We've done some stuff on this show. But yeah. Recently, I think more people are listening to see what we're going to say.
Yeah, and I do too.
I got at least 20 messages about the leaf blower vacuum. Ma!
Based on the reaction, I think you're right. I definitely feel, based on everything we do, like a lot of more people are listening. I'm not even promoting the show anymore. I've just totally stopped because, you know, for obvious reasons. And I'm like, damn, man, you feel that as well. Feel the positivity towards the show. If I'm being real, what's so frustrating, and we're real on Friday Feels. This is when we first started talking about it a couple weeks ago. What is so frustrating is being in this business for over 20 years, anybody that's ever worked with me knows that I have a very high standard. Like when I was a producer, they would actually joke with me. Like I was impossible to please. Everything sucks, right? Maybe sometimes you feel that I have that opinion about sports. Like I would pick on little things and say, this is wrong, that's wrong, this is terrible, that's terrible. You talk about different hosts, different shows. Oh, I hate this show because of this or that. So I have a very high standard. And for a long time, we had difficulty meeting that standard on the show, which would get very frustrating. I honestly feel we've met that standard now. it's enjoyable. If I was not working on this show, this is a show that I would listen to every day. And it's not because of production lack of success. And that's what makes it more infuriating. One of my friends who I finally told like a week ago, he was like, isn't it more frustrating because it's not like the show's doing bad? The show seems to be doing great. It's like, yes. If it was a bad show, if it wasn't getting a rating, if it wasn't very entertaining, that would be easier to swallow. I could understand this. I still don't understand this. Like many of you that are reaching out. That's kind of where I'm at with all that.
It's the hardest thing to do, to process it. And I haven't even told the story yet, and I guess this is maybe a good time for it. So when we lost our jobs at Nesson, remember, Nesson brought me out of Chicago to build a sports betting department. And we did that, and we did it well. And I got there in December of 20, moved my entire life out here, built the department, launched the show. The show did decent numbers, but the sales team didn't know how to sell it. And the sales team was pitting DraftKings against FanDuel, against BetMGM. And like DraftKings, you can have our A package, and FanDuel, you can have our B package, and BetMGM, you can have our C package. And you're all gonna funnel money into our TV station. And I'm in the meeting like, oof, this is not gonna work. You pick one and you build that partnership. No, they're all gonna pay us. Okay, so you start the clock there. You're like, how long is this going to last when they realize that that's not the plan and that's not going to work? So fast forward to December 2023. I get an email that says, catch up. And it's for 9 o'clock in the morning when I'm never in the studio at the station on a Friday. Get to the station and see one of my coworkers walk out of a conference room crying. And I'm like, oh, this is bad. So I get in there and the new boss, who I don't even really know, is like sitting on his phone. He's not even looking at me. And I'm like, just get it over with already. So after he's done playing Candy Crush or whatever, he looks up and he goes, and I'm like, dude, just get it over. I know what you're going to say. I'm not stupid. So he's like, yeah. He's like, we're getting rid of the whole department. And we're going to pay you through your contract, and your last day is March 1st. And I'm like, well, my contract goes through June 1st. Oh, does it? Which tells you how much attention this guy was paying to our stuff. They told us all a week before Christmas that we weren't going to have jobs, and then I had to go to work 6 days a week from January to February to March to April to May, and work every day with a smile on my face. No. Just the best case scenario to let go of somebody. And then here's the best part. You get home at Christmas. How's work? Everybody. Mm-hmm. How's work? How's the show?
I'm looking forward to that conversation at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
What do you do? What do you do? How do you explain it? How do you explain it?
I'm not going into it. Are you going to explain it?
Just say, fine. It's good. Everything's good. Just say that.
Yeah. Busy during football. Busy. Oh, yeah. Very busy. I got this going on. Yeah, not a lot of smiles around here. I didn't want to bring everybody down with that, but I don't know. It's just that's what we do.
It's worth talking about. Makes me feel better. I don't know. I feel better, yeah. Kind of.
There's a lot. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are going to – not just this industry. I'm talking about all industries. Right? Like how many years in a row has it been? Well, it's around the holidays. There's cutbacks that we're going to see everywhere. Or is it just our industry? It feels like it happens a lot after the fourth quarter spending and they're looking at the budget for next year. And this is unfortunately when it happens to a lot of people over the next couple months. So I hope everybody is secure with their jobs and their careers. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy. I do think going through stuff like this, and I know other people dealt with this before, but I haven't in my career. You just gave your example of when you did in the past.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It does put things into clearer perspective. Like, I've been thinking about a lot of stuff like that. Maybe I'm going through a midlife crisis. Maybe I know some other people that are going through midlife crises and doing the stereotypical let's purchase a sports car thing. I'm not doing that, but it does remind you as we enter the holiday season, time is fleeting. If there's something you don't want to do, don't do it. We all grinded in our 20s and 30s, climbing the ladder and all that, but be selfish, you know? I'm hitting, the time thing is really hitting me lately. That's why I say maybe it's a midlife crisis. I don't know. But it's just like, whoa. This weekend, we're celebrating our 14th wedding anniversary. Like, my oldest is 13, and I talk a lot about the baseball stories and all that. And so now that he's a teenager, I'm like, man, he just might walk in one day and say, this is going to be the last year of baseball. Like, and then that's that. Or max, maybe we have 4 or 5 more years of that left when we already have 4 or 5 over the last few years. It's me coaching. Just, you know, time is precious. It is. I know this sounds super cheesy, but people get it that have kids that are getting older. It's like, this work stuff, we need it for our paycheck, and we have a lot of time left in this business. Who the hell cares? All the other stuff is much more important than that.
No doubt.
Than grinding.
No doubt.
I'm going to work on the holiday weekend. I got to be here on Sunday for this. No, you don't. You don't. Do what makes you happy. Do what you want to do.
No doubt. I'll never forget. I had the Horizon League Championship 2015. I was calling basketball and baseball, probably making like $50 a game. But we made it to the Horizon League Championship. And it's like, your brother's graduating today, but you also have the championship. Like, which one do you do? And like, I remember being in mental cartwheels about that. Like, well, it's the Horizon League Championship. Yeah, but your brother's graduating college, right? Like, which one do you pick? Like, do you call your boss morning of the Horizon League Championship and say, hey, I can't make it today? Like, it's like the biggest game in the decade for UIC, right? So you got to call the game for $50 a game.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the things we had to miss, or the things we had to think about missing for stuff like this. It does definitely put things into perspective. That much is obvious.
Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore. What did you do? You broke up for a second. Did you do the game?
I did both somehow.
Oh, you did both.
Off.
Oh, good.
Was
it earlier? Wait, which was earlier?
The game was at 11 on a Saturday.
The championship was at 11? Oh, okay.
Yeah. They played on Saturdays at Granderson Stadium. They played at 11. So that was. So I was just like, all right, let's roll the dice. Let's get a quick game and see if we can make it. And worked out. But the stress from that situation it's inexplainable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you think about it, as you explain it now, I'm like, who the hell remembers that that Horizon League championship?
Nobody.
Exactly.
I got a ring. I got a ring for it that I never wear.
Go.
It's right here. Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Got the ring.
Who's the coach of that team?
Mike D, winningest coach ever. And I'm going to wear the ring now. And now I'm going to take the ring off because I didn't play.
We're going to get to college football coming up in a few minutes. I ask you this. Have you heard anybody say, I'm betting Oregon?
A couple people, but okay. Iowa's definitely the public dog, I think. Iowa's going to end up in the room.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I still like Iowa. I think Oregon is soft. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yeah. That one certainly comes to mind as far as, okay, where's everybody landing on that game? That might be have the most action. Maybe I'm biased because I'm in the Midwest, but that's a fascinating game. You know, look at where Moore has gone. He was he a favorite or second favorite at one time for the Heisman? And then how he's playing now, dude, turn things around on the road against that defense at Kinnick. And yeah, I don't know, man. That's going to be a fun one to watch for sure Saturday.
Jeff had full gear on the show yesterday. He's got the Oregon hockey sweater on, the Oregon hat on, and the Oregon helmet there. And if you watch it, and he's like, well, you know, like Oregon should win. He's dressed like Puddles the Duck. Why do you think Oregon's going to win? But he didn't bet Oregon. I go side bet. He's like, oh, no, I'm not betting Oregon in this spot. And I'm like,
Oh, he's concerned. He knows. I could tell. I could tell when he hopped on our show yesterday, just for a couple minutes. I'm like, he's worried.
Quick exit.
Yeah. We didn't have to wrap things up. He was out. He don't want to talk about this game. He's very concerned. He don't want any of this. All right. We're going to break down our favorite college football plays of the weekend. Then top of the hour for an hour, we go over the entire NFL Week 10 card. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. This is a Football Friday. Keep it here all morning long on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.